This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. New data offers some good news about recovery in the housing market. A report from RealtyTrack finds the percentage of homeowners who are underwater, meaning they owe more on their mortgage than the home is worth, is down to about 10%. That number was nearly triple that at its peak in 2012. Rising home prices are a big factor here from the Marketplace Bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting. Mitchell Hartman reports on what this means and what is ahead.
David Blitzer has been watching the remarkable rise in home prices from his perch as chairman of the index committee at Standard & Poor's.
The value of single-family homes has pretty much recovered. We're within a hair's breadth of reaching a new high,
allowing homeowners to build equity, wealth, which Blitzer says just going to work and earning a paycheck hasn't really delivered.
Wages in real terms, inflation-adjusted terms, have been pretty much flat since the financial crisis began.
RealtyTrack reports one in four homeowners is now equity rich, owing less than half the value of their home on a mortgage. But while coastal cities have surged, struggling Midwestern cities like Detroit, Cleveland, Milwaukee have missed out, says Susan Wachter at the Wharton School.
We still have 6 million households underwater. This is a slow, arduous process of bringing recovery back.
And Wachter says if mortgage rates rise in the coming year, the home price and equity boom could stall out nationwide. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.